With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Half dozen high-ranking Hamas terrorists are facing charges in the U.S. stemming from the horrific October 7th massacre, kidnappings, and torture of civilians in Israel.
The Justice Department announced criminal charges against Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar and other senior militants in connection with the October 7th, 2023 rampage in Israel. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
The Justice Department unsealed charges against Yahya Sinwar and other senior leaders of Hamas for financing and directing a decades-long campaign to murder American citizens and endanger the security of the United States.
The charges mark the first effort by American law enforcement to formally call out the masterminds of the attack. I'm Norman Hall.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba has resigned as Russia continues stepping up attacks all across Ukraine. At least seven people are dead following overnight missile strikes on the city of Lviv. Yesterday's Russian strikes on Poltavik killed more than 50 people. Also at SRNNews.com, a former aide to two New York governors, including current Chief Executive Kathy Hochul, is charged with acting as an illegal agent of the Chinese government. Correspondent Larry Neumeister says Linda Sun has been arrested along with her husband Chris Hu, the couple's multi-million-dollar home.
Prosecutors say Sun blocked Taiwanese officials from meeting the governor and adjusted New York's messaging to fit Chinese priorities. In return, Hu's business in China thrived, allowing them to buy expensive properties and luxury items, including a 2024 Ferrari.
And the couple has pleaded not guilty. A U.S. district judge rejecting former President Trump's latest bid to move his New York criminal case from state to federal court. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 67 points, NASDAQ futures off 129. This is SRN News. The Episcopal Church continues to shrink.
Officials with the Diocese of Georgia can no longer afford their offices in Savannah and will have to sell them. The personnel will decamp to the Church of St. Michael and All Angels, which has been closed for some years. The Episcopal Church has suffered a sharp decline in membership ever since its leaders decided to embrace gay marriage and homosexual ordination 15 years ago. The decline is causing some diocese budgetary problems. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians in Sudan are caught between the hammer and the anvil. The two rebel groups that overthrew the government are now fighting each other for control of the country, and both of them have been attacking Christians. More than 90% of the population in Sudan is Muslim, and Christians have been the target of persecution for decades. International Christian Concern reports that 165 churches have had to close since the war broke out, adding that members of the clergy have been singled out for particular violence. This is SRN News. Chase Bank says a viral TikTok trend is check fraud and is warning against it.
Over the weekend, TikTok videos showed some users depositing fake checks for large amounts of money and quickly withdrawing the cash from their account. Those who tried to copy the video were in for a surprise. Chase got wind of the incident and took steps to block additional efforts by those looking to cash in. Those who deposited fake checks found large negative balances on their accounts. In a statement, Chase said the incident's been addressed and added, regardless of what you see online, depositing a fraudulent check and withdrawing the funds from your account is fraud, plain and simple. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
New Jersey trying to lure the Philadelphia 76ers across the river with up to $400 million in tax credits. Plans for a huge mixed-use waterfront development. The Sixers are still negotiating with Philadelphia leaders on a new location in that city. More details at SRNNews.com.